Hello, hello, listeners. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living podcast. I am your host, Master Coach and Emotional Resiliency Expert, Lisa Carpenter, where I dive into real, raw, and honest conversations about what it takes to navigate life as a high achiever without the frustration, overwhelm, anxiety, and exhaustion. This podcast is for men and women, because I've got men who are tuning in as well, who, despite the success they've achieved, are feeling burnt out without a way out. And it's impacting their self-image, your health, and the vision you have for your life. So on this podcast, we talk about how to stop surviving and start thriving. You get to love what you do, but I want you to love yourself more. And this isn't some fluffy self-love thing. This is actually about making sure that you are mattering in your own life and you are taking responsibility for how you want to feel. So today's episode, I'm recording a little bit off the cuff. And I wanted to use a real life example about the power that you have in your life to react or to respond. And I've done an earlier episode on this. I don't remember exactly what episode. I can link it in the show notes. But I thought this was a powerful way to give you a real life in real time example. So this episode is going to be short and sweet, but I hope it makes you pause and reflect on what is available to you in your life. So I have started looking at ways I can make my life easier, open up more time. What things can I stop doing so that I can start doing more of the things that I want to be doing? And one of the things that I wanted to stop doing was grocery shopping. So I love me a grocery store. If I travel, I can spend hours in a grocery store just looking at the new products and reading labels. Part of my background is in nutrition, so food fascinates me, and I'm always looking for new and incredible finds. But on a weekly basis, I pretty much buy the same thing every week from the grocery store. So our local grocery store has started offering a pickup service. So you can order all your groceries online, and then you just go and pick it up, and there is no fee attached. So delivery is also available, and I don't have a problem with delivery. But when I'm getting something delivered, it means that I actually have to be here, and I like to be able to move about the world freely. So with a pickup, I get a window, and I have to be there within the window, but I get to choose what time within that window. And honestly, even if I show up after that window or before it, they're usually pretty accommodating, which is amazing. It also means that I can order my groceries on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock, when I've realized I've forgotten to do it, and they'll be ready to go for me on Sunday. So literally, I'm putting in my order in my jammies. It keeps my order history, so I'm not randomly buying stuff that I don't need, which usually happens when I'm in the grocery store. I can simply go through old orders and put in my cart what I need, or I can create a standing order, and then it's literally clicking one button, right? Done and done in under 10 minutes, probably even under five. So it's a fantastic service. So if this is a service that's available for you where you live, I want you to explore it. And I want you to look at the excuses you have for why you can't. I've had people say, well, don't you like to look at your own meat? And don't you like to look at your own produce? Well, when I pick things up, if there's something that doesn't look good or I don't like, I can say no thank you. If they substitute in something that I don't want, I can say no thank you. So look at what it's costing you to grip so tightly to wanting to, you know, squeeze those grapefruits or whatever it is that you're looking up. So yesterday, I went and picked up my groceries talk to Kelly over at Save On Foods. He's probably not listening to this podcast, but he's amazing. He's always super friendly. And I am always mindful to treat people who are in service positions awesome. Generally, they don't get paid super well, and they take the brunt of everybody's crappy moods, right? People typically tend to vomit their bad moods on service professionals. Why? Because they're there and right in front of their face. So I want you to really think about your life and how you're interacting with other humans. And would you talk to them in the way that maybe you've talked to some service people if that was your best friend? Because at the end of the day, we are all here trying to live our best lives, and nobody deserves anybody else's bad mood. So take responsibility for how you're showing up for other people. So Kelly came out, loaded up my groceries. Everything looked amazing. Signed the thing, you know, the order, came home, unpacked all my groceries. And I typically don't look at my bill, but for whatever reason, I decided to just quickly look at it, probably because I was thinking, wow, this is, you know, those days where you're like, how did I spend so much and where's all the food? Like, this is why I don't go to Costco, because I come home with bags, like I've spent all this money and I'm like, where's the food? Like, where's everything that I bought? So anyways, I go through the bill and I'm looking at it and I'm like, why did they charge me $20 for this, you know, piece of meat? And why is this price this way? And why is this price this way? There were about six things on my bill that had been priced incorrectly for whatever reason, but it was almost $100 I'd been overcharged. So here's where I get into the reacting versus responding. I could have lost my shit. What happened? What were they thinking? What's going on? Oh my God, I just drove all the way home. Now I'm going to have to go all the way back. Why didn't I check this? I could have been freaking out of myself. I could have been getting angry at the grocery store. I could have been getting angry at Kelly. Why didn't he notice? But I was literally like, all right, so this happened. And it's a significant amount of money. You know, if it was like $5, I'm not going to worry about it too much, because me driving there and back to get $5, not worth it for me. My time is way more valuable. But because this was close to $100, it required me going back to the store. I could have called them, but I wanted to take the products back. There was also a product that had been picked incorrectly. I'd asked for chicken breasts and I'd gotten chicken thighs. Again, not a big deal. If it hadn't been priced incorrectly, I honestly would have just kept the chicken thighs. I do not let things like that disturb me. It's just not worth it. I do not need to create drama where there is no drama. And I want you to look in your own life. Like, where are you creating drama? Where are you creating all this stuff that doesn't need to be there? So I decided I was going to go back to the store and just get it sorted out. Beautiful day here. Hopped in my hubby's car, opened up the sunroof, turned on my music obnoxiously loud, and had an amazing drive back to the grocery store. Now, something you need to know about me is my happy place is behind the wheel of a car with music up obnoxiously loud and the sunroof open, or hopefully in the very near future, the top can entirely down. This is the vision that I'm leaning into. So this is my happy place. So that mistake gave me the opportunity to get in the car and really feel the joy that I feel when that's the scenario, when that's the circumstance for me. So I had an amazing drive there. Kelly was just getting off work. He wrote everything down for me and said, would you mind if I take care of this for you tomorrow? And I'll call you and I'll let you know. No problem, Kelly. Thank you so much for taking care of it for me. I didn't freak out that I would have to wait for a day for that $100 credit to go through. I knew he would take care of it. I also knew it wasn't his fault. And even if it was his fault, it didn't matter. We are humans. We make mistakes. The people we work with make mistakes. I've made mistakes. You've made mistakes. It's not helpful to freak out on somebody simply because they made a mistake. They didn't put the pricing through wrong because they were trying to screw me. It was simply an error. right? They had, I think they had a guy in a different department helping them out, and he had forced through prices because he didn't understand how to input them properly. Again, it didn't matter, right? Kelly was explaining this to me, and I'm like, it's fine. It doesn't matter to me. As long as I know you're going to take care of it, you know, things happen. I have seen people in those same type of scenarios literally lose their minds, like the world is against them. And how could this be happening? Right? Even if I reflect back on my trip to Mexico, when I got to the hotel and found out that my reservation had been canceled. Show up and treat humans, other humans, the way you would want to be treated if you were standing on the other side of the mistake. And I know you've been there because I've been there. This is the difference between responding and simply saying, okay, I need to take care of this, versus reacting. Reacting is the freak out, the losing your mind, making the drama, creating, basically giving away your peace of mind because circumstances have changed, right? What in that scenario could I control? Could I have changed the fact that a mistake was made? No. Did it help me to get mad at the person that made it? No. I get to choose how I show up in this world. I get to choose where I spend my emotional energy. So if you're walking around half the time feeling exhausted, I want you to think about how often you're freaking out because of things happening and you're giving away your emotional power. And I may have used this example before. If somebody cuts you off in traffic, you don't know if they just found out their wife went into labor or their son was in an accident at school. Sure, they might just be a jerk. But what scenario helps you navigate your emotional state of calm the best? Right? When I have to get on the phone with the people from, you know, Canada Revenue or the CRA, where we pay our taxes here in Canada, I always remember that the person on the other end of the phone is another human being who probably struggles with their money and their money mindset and their taxes and juggling everything for their family. They're not sitting on the other side of that desk hoping that they can ruin my day. So I don't need to show up with an attitude and like they're the enemy. They're not. They're simply doing their job. So on today's episode, I want you to leave this and I want you to think how you can show up in this world as a better human being, how you can interact with people in a different way, because it's somebody's daughter, son, mother, father, grandchild. They have emotions. They are feeling things. They are doing their best. They are just as perfectly imperfect as you are. And, you know, I think, how do I want to say this? The world would be a better place if we all just tried a little harder to be kinder to each other. And if we would all just get out of our own garbage, give other people the benefit of the doubt. And even if they are wrong, does it really matter? You know, there's the saying, you can be peaceful or you can be right. I think I just totally butchered that because I don't think that that is the actual saying. But that's what it comes down to. You know, what is it costing you to be right? What is it costing you to get on your high horse? What is it costing you to create drama and friction where there doesn't need to be any? So really take responsibility for how you're reacting versus how you could respond. Because it's not about the other person. Anytime life gives you a scenario where you find yourself in that knee-jerk reaction, pause, take a breath, count backwards from five if you need to. Explore other scenarios that help you keep your calm. Right? So like the example of maybe his son got into an accident or maybe his wife was in labor. Because that's what it comes down to. I'm not willing to emit emotional energy. just for the sake of emitting emotional energy. I want to have lots of energy, which means I got to be discerning about where I'm expelling energy. All right. So just a short and sweet episode this week. Again, diving into a topic I know I've already talked about, but I thought that this was such an amazing real life example happening in real time. And yes, Kelly did call me this morning to tell me he'd taken care of it. And I just thanked him and said, you know, have a fantastic day. Have a great week. I hope everybody you come in contact treats you well. And I hope he does have a great week, because things happen and we're all here doing our best. So until our next episode, take good care of you. Just a very gentle reminder and a request. Thank you so much for all of you who've left reviews on the podcast, who have left a rating, who have shared it. Thank you for all of you who have reached out to share with me the episodes that have impacted you, especially the one I did about being a parent. I know that has deeply impacted many of you, and I'm very, very touched that it was such a powerful episode. So thank you. Thank you so much for all of the love. I also have openings for new clients to work one-to-one with me in May, and I'm recording this in May of 2019. So if that is something that you want to explore, if you find yourself constantly exploding and reacting and the circumstances of your life just keep taking you out at the knees and you are exhausted because you constantly feel like you're in a battle and you're constantly in a state of drama, whether it's somebody else's or your own, by all means, reach out and connect with me and let's explore what that could look like, because you don't have to live that way. And I understand it, because I used to live from life was lifing me and I was losing my ever-loving mind all the time, not just as a parent, but even in my business. All right. So I will pop all the links for you to find all that information down below in the show notes. So make sure you check them out there. And until next episode, take very good care of you. And I'll see you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.